Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and 8M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
The livestock futures market today finished lower. We are about $1 to $1.20 lower across the board in the feeder cattle and live cattle, anywhere from about 30 to 40 cents lower. That was somewhat of a good sign following a Friday on feed report, which was considered pretty bearish in all three categories. The on-feed June 1st number was 100% last year, where the average guess was 98.7% on-feed. So it was larger than expected. You have to remember that last year was a record on-feed number. So we're still right up there at the highs. The May placements were 99%, where the average guess was about 96%. So more cattle put into the feedlot than expected. And then the marketed number was 72%. Where the average guess was about 74%. So all three categories were a little bit bearish here, and so people thought the market might be under considerable pressure here, but it didn't really end up that way. The box beef market was unchanged at midday. It was 213.80 on choice, 205.49 on select. The select was up about $1.58, but choice was only up about 8 cents. Oklahoma City today had about 8,000. The midday, I've seen anywhere from 3 lower to 3 higher there on the Oklahoma City mid-session report.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
We got an election coming on June 30th. State question 802 to expand Medicaid.
Why do we need to do that?
Right now, we pay taxes that go to Washington. That money then goes to 36 other states, none back home.
So Oklahoma's money goes to a bunch of other states? We have a bunch of hardworking folks here that can't afford health care.
That's right. We could use that money to boost our economy and protect jobs.
Sounds like 802 is just good common sense.
Paid for by Yes on State Question 802, Oklahomans Decide Healthcare.
The grain futures today ended up mixed. We had corn down about 4 cents, which December was about 341 and a half, down 3 3/4. The soybeans were about a penny lower, and then the wheat's 3 to 4.5 cents higher. So the wheat futures were the one thing that held it together today on the upside. December cotton was up 7 at 59.88. And the overall fundamental picture lingering over the market is the world ending stocks. If you look at those, we've got a record in wheat, and it's hard to get rid of that much wheat in a short period of time. So that's going to continue to weigh on the market. And of course, the corn crop looks good at this point. Bean crop looks good at this point. So there's really no imminent scare of running out of either one of those grains. And then there's also concern about the export market and what will happen there with China. Of course, all the different talking heads have been saying that they're going to continue to buy it. But as of this point, we're still behind on our export sales to China based on the phase one part of the trade deal. So we'll see what happens. But at this time, you can really make a pretty easy bearish case with the overhanging supply issues there for really the corn and beans and wheat for that matter. Stock market right now is up about 330 in the Dow, 25,856.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.